USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the articles of impeachment against former President Trump will arrive soon.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
The New York Democrat also saying the former president will receive a fair and full trial in the Senate, but he did not say when it will start. The United States saw a slight drop in the number of daily deaths from the coronavirus on Thursday. The COVID tracking project saying just over 3,800 people died from coronavirus, down from just over 4,000 the day before. The confirmation parade continues for President Joe Biden, Lloyd Austin becoming the first black defense secretary, the Senate confirming the retired Army general in a 93-2 vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Officials in Maryland are still waiting to hear from the person or people who bought this week's winning $730 million Powerball ticket. The ticket sold at Dick Ravencroft's Coney Market in the small town of Lona Coning, Maryland.
Okay, well, we got the call at 7 o'clock from the Lottery Commission that we had sold, our store had sold the winning lottery ticket.
Ravencroft telling ABC's Good Morning America what he'll do with his $100,000 he gets for selling the winning ticket.
My employees are going to benefit from it, so I'm going to renovate the store.
How are your employees going to benefit?
I'm going to give them some of the money.
We may never know the winner, as Maryland is one of the states where you can win a lottery jackpot and remain anonymous. Hank Aaron is dead. The Hall of Famer and former home run king died on Friday at the age of 86. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The NFC and AFC championship game set to take place Sunday. The Green Bay Packers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the first game at Lambeau Field. NFL Hall of Famer and former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman says he believes the Green Bay Packers have an advantage since they are playing at home.
Typically, especially when you get into postseason play, the home team has a decisive advantage. And anytime the Packers are playing at home, that's a big advantage for them with their fan base and then the weather that factors into that. This year, because of the pandemic, most of these stadiums have been totally empty. I know Lambeau's going to have about 3,500 fans. That certainly helps with the energy for the Packers, but I've said throughout the season that the Packers and some of these teams in the Midwest or the Northeast have an advantage with the weather. And for a team that like Tampa going into Wisconsin and trying to play in those conditions when they haven't really done a lot of that this year, I do think that it favors Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
And no matter which teams win on Sunday, they will both be part of something that's never happened in the NFL.
No matter which teams make it to the Super Bowl in February, history will be made at the game. Sarah Thomas will become the first female official to work a Super Bowl. Thomas will serve as the down judge for the officiating crew. She's worked four postseason games in her six seasons with the National Football League. She became the league's first female on-field official in 2015. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.